Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Pride of Miami and the station manager from WMSR, Chris Rose, joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, how are you today?
Really?
Yes.
What are you saying really about?
Yeah, he's questioning your station manager.
No,
he's questioning your fight song.
It's interesting. Of all the things we could say to introduce Chris, we went to the old Miami and Oxford days.
Hey, that's okay.
That's cool.
Those were some great times down there, you know? I mean, actually, to be honest with you, I owe a lot of ruining people's lives on the other side of the TV back to my days with WMSR, Miami Student Radio. Because when I got there, remember, I transferred in, and I wanted to call games. You know, I wanted to be able to call the football games and the baseball games, basketball, all that sort of stuff. When I got there, they didn't have that portion of the program. So we were able to establish that. They still call games, which is awesome.
Nice.
And yeah, so
where did you transfer in from? Did you have to use the NCAA portal to do it?
Yeah, I did not back in the day because I don't even think the internet was around. Yeah, I don't think when I transferred we were even at www.anything. There you go.
I do find it interesting that Miami's radio station was WMSR, and Jeff and I both went to Kent State, and ours was WKSR. No one else cares, but I think it's interesting.
Right. We can move on because we've wasted about 90 seconds of too many people's lives.
That's a good point. All right, so what do you think about Freddie Kitchens? Excited?
I don't get excited about coaching hires anymore. I kind of put the kibosh on that after the Hugh Jackson deal. And I'm excited for him. That's that. I mean, I hate to throw a wet blanket on the whole situation.
What about your organization? I mean, are you excited for the organization? Do you think they're going in the right direction? Let's go with that one instead.
I hope so. Really, guys, I mean, how many times have you seen a guy move from one chair to the other and you don't know how they're going to do it? You just don't.
Hundreds.
Some guys are great at it. But we didn't know what – nobody knew who Freddie Kitchens was before week 9 in the NFL. Nobody.
Yep.
No. If you had – I mean, the guy could have walked down the street to the grocery store and nobody would have been like, what's that guy doing? Shouldn't he be at work? Like, I don't even know what he does. So I think we're excited because of what we saw, right? The second half of the season.
We like the offense.
Well, that immediately transfers over, and we don't know how that transfers over. We just don't. But I'm also not going to be like, there's certain national radio guys, I don't need to mention him by name, who's been taking hot shots at Baker and the Brown situation, saying they really, really, like, this is who they got, Freddie Kitchens. Well, we don't know. I mean, that's the, you know, they're like, well, the Browns' job was so coveted that this is what they got. Like, outside of Mike McCarthy, who is the next guy in line? Was it really Adam Gase? Like, I like Adam, and I think that he can be a good coach. But if that's who you feel like you missed out on, then we should be okay.
Chris, McCarthy was the only guy available who wasn't a leap of faith on the part of a football team, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, Gase at least has a body of work. He's beaten the Patriots a few times. He was able to get a team to the playoffs. You know, he's one of those guys. I kind of put him in the same boat as Jay Gruden. Like, I don't know how good a head coach he is because he's dealt with so many injuries and all sorts of weird stuff. But, you know, now we've got the greatest meme ever.
It is true.
Thanks to him. My God. It was unbelievable.
I'm thinking he might be in the next Young Frankenstein.
I mean, it was unreal. It's just the stuff that was coming out over Twitter after that press conference was it was comedy. I could not get enough of it.
Chris, what's your take on Todd Monken and the Browns being able to bring in Steve Wilks too?
Yeah, listen, that's, you know, I watched a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I watched a lot of everybody this year. I just, it's obviously my job at the NFL Network. And I kept going, every time I'd look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, they're like inside the other team's 10. And then they'd turn it over. I was like, wow, this team, all they do is move the ball, you know, and they've got Mike Evans and they've got O.J. Howard and their quarterback situation is kind of in flux and Peyton Barber seems like a nice young running back. But other than that, they didn't have like star players. DeSean Jackson missed half the year and Chris Godwin, I think, is turning into a nice receiver. But I was like, God, how do they keep moving the ball? And then you heard about Monken and he did really well in interviews apparently and he's going to be short-lived in Cleveland. And that's okay with me because if he is, and that means that we did it, we did a nice job. So I'm excited about him, and I'm happy that Steve Wilks is hopefully going to get another chance here. I thought that was a tough deal for him out in Arizona. I don't know exactly what went wrong, but the guy can coach defense, and you know he's a former secondary coach, and I think as he can, you know, hopefully he can continue to develop some of the young guys we've got back there. So I think it's good staff, you know. The guy we brought in from the Packers, the offensive line coach, you know, he sounds like he's the real deal. So that's a big part of the whole Freddie Kitchens thing. And it sounds like John Dorsey played a major role in getting all these guys. I don't care who did it. I don't care who deserves the credit. I'm just happy they're fighting for us.
All right, so, Chris, let me ask you this, because I found myself doing this for the first time in forever. While I'm watching the playoffs, I'm trying to figure out where the Browns fit in. And how far away they are from the teams that are in the playoffs. Do you find yourself doing the same thing? And how far away do you think they are?
Yeah, well, okay, so they've got to, you know, like the two games in the second half of the year, I guess really three, where you played playoff teams. And it started off in game one of the Greg Williams era against Kansas City.
Right.
I didn't feel like we embarrassed ourselves. You know, we hung around. We saw some fun stuff on offense. And they ripped us to shreds on defense, but they've done that to everybody this year.
Right.
Then Houston, I thought, was the big game because we were kind of playing all right, kind of sniffing ourselves a little bit, and then Baker got smacked in the face. And that first half was atrocious, and we were like, oh, here we go.
Right.
This is the tailspin. And they actually came back, and they fought back nicely in the second half, and he threw for almost 400 yards, and you know, Callaway had the huge catch and then the fumble and all that sort of stuff, but they showed something in the second half. And then the last game was the Baltimore game, where it was a playoff game for the Ravens, and it meant nothing in terms of, you know, playing future for us, but we were right there with them. So I would say out of the four teams left right now, we're a full step behind them and a half step behind the others that made it in.
Chris, that's good. Without hiring Mike McCarthy, right, who clearly has been there, done that, and has the resume, was it a gamble for the Browns? And I think everybody here likes the fact that there's some continuity to what happened last, you know, the last eight games. Was it a gamble for the Browns to walk away from Greg Williams in that situation, and not necessarily even promoting Freddie, but if you're not getting McCarthy, was it a gamble to walk away from Greg? Not knowing that, you know, what Freddie can do as a head coach. We're all hopeful, but I've been pondering that.
Are you disappointed?
No, not necessarily. I thought I could live with Greg. I thought, this could be interesting. Does John think he's the guy who can take him to the next level? Apparently not. But
I knew it from the minute he handed Greg Williams the interim reins, he knew he was not going to hire him as head coach.
Yeah, I think we all assumed that until they went 5-3, and then I think maybe folks thought there was a shot. So do you think it was a gamble at all?
No. I mean, it would be the same gamble if you gave Greg Williams the full-time job. Why wouldn't that be a gamble? What sort of success as a full-time head coach has Greg Williams had where you're like, that's the guy we need?
Well, a lot of folks thought that after he led a team that hadn't won hardly at all in the last 2.5 years to 5 wins in the last 8 games.
I think it's also
because we tend to live in a Cleveland bubble.
No, I get it. I'm just wondering. So you don't think it was any gamble at all?
No, I mean, okay. I said this countless times. I've said it on this show. I've said it elsewhere. I've tweeted it that I will forever be appreciative of what Greg Williams did. I don't know what he did to turn things around, but he did something. And whether it was more accountability, guys just wanted to play better, guys started to get it in the middle of the year. I mean, that could happen too. Remember, we have a really young team. Sometimes the light switch just goes on. And maybe that coaching staff was the beneficiary of that. So, but with all that being said, I just never saw him as a head coach. And that, you know, it doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just telling you that when I watched him play on Sundays, I wasn't like, God, we got to hire Greg Williams. I never said that. Not once.
I'll tell you what softens the Cleveland bubble on this. The fact that he's going to the Jets as defensive coordinator. If he would have gone somewhere else as a head coach and had success, I think we'd all be looking over our shoulder. Julio Jones, right? That's what we'd be doing. We'd all be looking over. But the fact that he's not going to somewhere as a head coach, I think makes a big difference.
Come on. I mean, you're going to compare a guy who was 21-year-old, huge wide receiver at a time we needed that, to a guy who has – anybody could have hired him as a head coach since he left Buffalo. That's been almost two decades.
True.
Almost two – Anybody
it's not the comparison of the player versus the coach. It's the Cleveland bubble that you talk about. It's that we look over our shoulder every time and we're like, oh, look at that. Chris Chambliss and Greg Nettles are playing great for the Yankees right now. That's the history and the baggage that we carry around when we see someone that's played here before or coached here before. It's hard not to look at New England and say, man, if Modell wasn't such an idiot, he maybe could have stayed and we'd be in a different – that's what we do when you don't win.
That was such a different situation. You know that. The guys, they moved. They announced a move in the middle of the year.
I understand that.
But there's a, listen, he's had two decades to get another head coaching job, and not one team, well, depending on who you believe, nobody wanted it.
Yeah, but Chris,
so
nobody wanted that except when he got the chance, he sure cashed in, didn't he? I know nobody's hired him since. All I'm saying is, I think if you didn't hire McCarthy, I think it's a little bit of a gamble to walk away from something that was working fairly well. I get it, though, because you don't think he's the guy who can take you long term. I get it.
Yeah, I just don't see it, guys. I'm sorry. I don't feel like, gosh, really, I'm going to regret the team not hiring him. I just don't see it because I can't – just because the guy went 5-3 as an interim doesn't mean he's – going 10-6 next year.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Chris.
No, I'm
what you're saying there too. I'm just asking you to channel your inner Clevelander.
To me,
you're sitting at Shaker Square as a young lad, having a cup of coffee, thinking about, wow, one day I'm going to wear the corduroy jacket of university school, and I'm not going to turn around and look over my shoulder anymore and worry about all these athletes and coaches that have once been here that have now gone on to greatness. I look forward, not backwards. I will rip my rearview mirror out. Channel that little Chris Rose. Can you please?
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, and I do it every time Julio Jones catches a pass. I will not do it when Greg Williams calls a defense. Okay? I draw the line there. That's where I'm drawing the line. Yes, of course you do. I mean, absolutely. You think about every trade we've made, you know, every time we've traded up, every time we whiff. How often do you go through old drafts and you're like, okay, so we took Brandon Weeden at 22. Who could we have had?
Wait. We're doing that next segment. Please stop. We're doing that next segment. Don't give it away.
Which years are we doing?
We're not doing any years. We're done. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, you should see Van Aken. It looks great. They've torn it apart. Chris.
Oh, I know.
It looks awesome, though. When it's going to be done, it's going to be amazing. Chris,
I'll be there this summer for it.
Are you going to? You should be, for the grand opening. They should have you cut the ribbon.
I just got some good news. It's always fun. On Sunday night, they've got the Futures game, which is actually a pretty cool event because you get to see kids from every age level. So it's not just like the best from AAA baseball. It's like the best from low A.
Right.
Like that may have been drafted, you know, the year before. You get to see those guys. And then they have the celebrity softball game, which is actually really fun. So
are you playing?
I won't be playing, but I do the in-house kind of fun commentary, if you will. I'll put fun in parentheses because you guys can determine whether or not it was fun.
You're always fun, but, Chris. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we shoot for average and rarely get there.
Goodbye.
That's it?
That's it. We got to go, man. We're up against break. We can talk to you for like 5 minutes and it flies by. That's what it feels like.
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it felt like.
I feel like we didn't even get to, you know, ruffle each other's feathers today. I feel like this was you know, for nothing.
No, it was. It was all for good. You know we all love right. you. Hey, we busted out the music for you in the beginning. Let's take him out with his music. Do you know the words of the song? Are there words to it?
I have no idea.
To the Miami Fight song?
I was marching my feet. That was it. I mean, I recognized it, but I don't know.
All right, we're going to play off the stage with your music if he can hit play over there. But
not,
Chris,
not happening.
You know we always appreciate you. We watch you on NFL. We watch you on MLB. And, of course, we are big fans because you are Northeast Ohio, my friend. Thank you, Chris.
Stop. All right, guys, thanks.
Bye, Chris. Oh, Menigan, for the first time ever, cannot come through. Unbelievable.
Because he's doing every job in the house.
That is true. He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.